We begin in Turkey, where the murder of a young woman sparked scores of protests over the weekend. Thousands attended Üsküçen Aslan's funeral, and against the imam's wishes, dozens of women carried Aslan's coffin before and after prayers. Istanbul-based reporter Dalia Murtada says it was an outpouring of grief and anger unlike anything she's seen before.
Özgecan Aslan is a 20-year-old student in southern Turkey, and she was riding a minibus home. And basically what happened was that she was the last person on the bus when allegedly the minibus driver had taken her to a remote location to rape her. And his end of the story is that she stopped him. She sprayed him with pepper spray, and he attacked her. He killed her and sought the help of his father and a friend to get rid of the body. A few days after she was reported missing by her parents, her body was found. It was burnt in a riverbed.
And there has been a huge outcry about this murder. How did that get started?
The mother was very devastated and basically had said that she wanted the death penalty back in order to punish the attackers of her daughter. She was obviously extremely devastated. And then a social media campaign started over the weekend with the hashtag in Turkish saying, tell your story. And basically what happened after that was the social media campaign blew up, and you had countless Turkish women and foreign women who live in Turkey recounting their stories of street harassment and of their expectations for justice to be served. Eventually that also spilled out into the streets, where you had hundreds of women protesting on the streets.
One newspaper described this social media response to the killing as a social uprising. You've told us before about the depth of the problem in Turkey with domestic violence and violence against women. Do you see this as a social uprising? Is it the beginning of something? Can we tell?
I don't know if we can tell yet, but I will say what's different in Aslan's murder is that, for example, the President Erdogan's daughters went and visited Aslan's family. The mayor attended her funeral. We've got a lot of large, important figures in Turkish society really bringing attention to this issue. But the issue is endemic in Turkey, and very little is being done in terms of what happens in court cases and in cases of violence against women. Generally, men are let off with pretty light sentences. One major example that people think about is this brutal gang rape of a 13-year-old girl back in the early 2000s. There were 26 men that were accused of gang raping her. And in 2011, the judge had basically said that she had consensual sex with these men. And that's sort of the context in which a lot of these people are operating. So to see large figures in Turkish society pretty much say, we need justice for Özgecan, who didn't deserve this, is definitely a change of tone. But I don't know about an overall societal uprising, because I think people's expectations are really low. I think that's what the uprising is about, is that they're so frustrated that this generally doesn't result well for women.
The amount of violence against women cases has skyrocketed recently, and perhaps that's because women are finally speaking out and reporting it. And in some way, obviously the numbers are horrific, but in some way it's good that it's being talked about. Is that a change for Turkey?
The fact that it's getting reported is extremely important, because that's definitely been an issue in the past where women don't talk about it and women don't like to talk about it. We actually even see it in this social media campaign, the Tell Your Story campaign, where women were actually privately messaging one person on Twitter in particular who was translating a lot of these stories into English. And they didn't want to tell their stories out loud. They didn't want other tweeters or people that they knew to know that they'd been street harassed and that they were speaking up about it. So they privately messaged this one person on Twitter and asked her to share it anonymously. That alone is definitely a step forward, but it also shows the sort of barriers that we're working with here in Turkey and as to why a lot of these violent issues against women, why it's an endemic issue.
Dalia Murtada in Istanbul. Thank you for joining us, Dalia.
Thank you, Aaron.